The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the Lions newsletter for District S for the month of December of 2025. So for the next, probably about a half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Lions Express. Tis the season for giving. Happy holidays. Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, transforms lives through the power of giving with more than $1.3 billion U.S. dollars in grants impacting 200 countries and regions. Your support sustains our mission, creating lasting impact one life at a time. Giving Tuesday, December 2nd, is just a few days away, and Lions and Lions Clubs in District 31S are reminded that LCIF is supported by our donations. Donating to Lions Club International Foundation, either as an individual Lion or as a Lions Club, or both, is a powerful way to make a direct impact on LCIF's global humanitarian projects. Here's why. Donating to LCIF aligns you with a tradition of service and leadership which is respected worldwide. Donations support projects in areas such as disaster relief, vision care, hunger relief, diabetes, and support for youth programs. LCIF's projects aim to create lasting change, often by building capacity within communities, empowering local organizations, and providing sustainable solutions to complex problems. Donations are tax-deductible and can be counted towards a Melvin Jones Fellowship. It's a great way to honor someone in your club and or community. 100% of your donation goes directly to support LCIF projects. You support critical humanitarian projects while embodying LCI's values. As a Lion, please consider making a donation to LCIF on Giving Tuesday. Encourage your Lions clubs to do the same. International Volunteer Day. International Volunteer Day is an annual occurrence on December 5th each year to recognize the dedication and impact of volunteers around the world. It's a day to honor those who give their time, energy, and compassion to strengthen communities, support meaningful causes, and inspire positive change. This December 5th, we recognize all of the hard work and dedication that the Lions do to support their communities and each other. Keep up the great work, and thank you. 2026 District N and S Midwinter Convention. Lions from across Districts N and S are invited to gather for the 2026 District N and S Midwinter Convention from January 16th through 17th, 2026, for a two-day celebration of service, leadership, fellowship, and fun. This year's event features a powerful lineup of programming, including a carnival atmosphere on Friday evening, updates from the District Governor's Corner, highlights from our open house, and inspiring stories of Lions helping veterans. We're honored to welcome International Director David Woodsworth as our featured speaker. He will provide an important update on Lions International and LCIF, host a town hall session, meet with club presidents, and serve as the keynote speaker at the District Governor's Banquet. Early registration ends December 20th of 2025, and late registration closes January 7th of 2026. The hotel information. Folks will be staying at the Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. You can call them at 252-355-8300 to make your reservation by December 19th of 2025. The room rate is $110 plus tax for queen or king. Call early to secure your room. Join us as we reflect, reconnect, and recommit to the mission of Lionism in North Carolina. We look forward to seeing you there. And there follows a registration form and a club recognition slash ad form for that convention that's happening in January. Announcing Carnival Fun Night with a DJ, food, and games. That will be Friday, January 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Midwinter Convention, 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. District 31S Open Donation. District 31S is collecting donations for the UNC Children's Oncology Department. All items below are needs, but any donations are accepted. And here's an asterisk. No stuffed animals. What you can donate? Roku or Fire TV sticks. Plastic red wagons, they'd like two. Board games. Money. iPads. Wireless Xbox controllers. Gus gear. Vest. And they would like two Mama Roos. And your drop-off information from January 16th through 17th of 2026. They will be collected at the Midwinter Convention at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. For more information, contact Riley Proctor, and that email is rileyproctor22@gmail.com. And that's spelled rileyproctor22@gmail.com. There's a silent auction, February of 2026. The North Carolina Lions Foundation is pleased to announce our silent auction taking place from February 1st to February 28th of 2026. This auction will benefit our Brighter Visions program, supporting vision-related initiatives across the state. We are seeking your assistance in collecting donations. All items must be received by January 16th of 2026 to allow adequate time to prepare the auction site. You will find a letter from Executive Director Carly Metz here, and there's a link, which you may print and use when soliciting donations. We are asking Lions across North Carolina to help make this auction a success. If you or your club would like to participate or have questions, please contact Carlton or Carly Metz, Executive Director, by email. That email is cmetts@nclf.org or by phone 828-478-2135, extension 223. 2026 NC Lions State Convention ad form and convention information. With our 102nd NC Lions State Convention coming up on April 17th through 19th of 2026 in Greensboro, we need your help in getting ads for our state convention program. We are delighted that Tony Angel will be creating our program again this year and excited to dedicate this convention to our dear past international director, I hope, Lion Lacey Presnell. Please do your best to have your clubs, as well as businesses, support our Lions by purchasing an ad in our program. It is the revenue from our ad sales that allows us to charge $15 for a meal instead of $40 and make it more affordable for our Lions to attend. Please contact Susie Daly if you have any questions or need assistance creating your ad. Thank you for your support. I'm sorry, there's not a phone number listed here for Susie Daly. Welcome to the change. The changes in our convention will be obvious from the moment you pull up to the hotel. It is our goal to help keep you guessing and surprise you with every aspect of the weekend. Whether you're coming to learn, network, or simply have a great time, there's something for everyone. There are lots of new faces, and very few things will be the way we have always done it. Two events that will be similar will be our live auction on Saturday morning and the town hall meeting. The theme for Friday night is fun, fabulous, and funky. Wear something that fits the theme, share your thoughts, and let your energy light up the night. We are looking forward to seeing you April 17th through 19th of 2026. Let's make the North Carolina Lions State Convention the best one yet. And there follows a printed ad form for registration for the state convention and an ad, information about the ad costs and ad deadline. The ad deadline is February 1st of 2026. Oh, here's a number for Susie Daly. Susie Daly can be reached at 704-439-6278. World Service Day. The Rocky Mount Lions Club participated in World Service Day on November 12th of 2025 at Englewood United Methodist Church. They had 30 VIPs, 6 Lions, and 2 volunteers in attendance. The VIPs were served a barbecue and fried chicken lunch with the trimmings. The VIPs collected and presented the Rocky Mount Lions with a monetary gift. They wanted to do this to help others and to thank them for all they have done and will continue to do to help the community and them. Food Drive. The First Flight Lions Club and NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament, BODs, held a food drive in October at their local Food Lion. The food drive collected 1,456 pounds of food items. That made 1,235 meals, filling 35 banana boxes, and had $154 in cash donations, which could go for towards 154 meals, with a total of 3,090 pounds of food items, or 2,620 meals, this year. With SNAP benefits being cut and millions of Americans expected to lose assistance, we are thankful for the work that our Lions are doing to help. And finally, here is a page that's full of really good-looking folks in some fun-looking photos about Christmas parades. The Seaboard Lions Club participated in the Conway, North Carolina, and Seaboard, North Carolina Christmas parades. The theme for their float was, "Jesus is the reason we serve." The Lewisburg Lions Club participated in Lewisburg, North Carolina Christmas Parade. Lions sold hot cocoa and apple cider at the daytime event and then had Mr. Lion on display during the parade. The Lewisburg Warrenton Lions Club participated together in the Alert North Carolina Christmas Parade and even won the best Christmas decorated entry for their float. Way to go! The Warrenton Lions Club participated in the Warrenton, North Carolina Christmas Parade. Mr. Lion made another appearance in a Christmas parade this year, and all of the kids absolutely loved him. Well, that is the end of the District S December 2025 newsletter. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us, 919-832-5138. Again, if you'd like to speak to us about anything, our number is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.